Time now for your letters and emails. Our conversation with Tim O'Brien about his collection of stories about young men and the Vietnam War, the things they carried, brought this email from Kate Kyler in Northern California. My father was a soldier in Vietnam, she writes, and there were stories we heard growing up about a family who invited him and his buddy for Thanksgiving dinner because they knew it was an important American holiday. But we were never told the other stories, and I knew they were too painful for him to recount. I fell in love with this book and the part of my dad's life I didn't know and didn't have the guts to ask. My dad's a Purple Heart, and I'm grateful for the stories that other vet friends have told me that make me appreciate what Dad won't or can't share. Thanks for writing this book to help me understand. We talked about bullying last week, why people do it, and many of you who were bullies or experienced bullying called to share your stories. We had this from Wanda Way in California. My brothers and I were bullied for years by the kid across the street. One day when we were in our teens, I marched up and slugged the biggest bully. The neighborhood was calm after that. I felt terrible about it because I was raised to solve problems peaceably, but it never worked. Years later, as a mother, my son had a problem with a boy taking and breaking his glasses. I gave him permission to fight him and told the principal about it. My son initially cried, saying he'd get in trouble, but he acted and the problem stopped. Passive resistance doesn't work. The problem on the culture divide and violence aimed at many members of Congress brought us many letters and also a correction. We said Virginia Republican Eric Cantor alleged that someone put a bullet through his office window in Richmond. We have since learned that the Richmond Police Department now says their investigation shows a bullet was fired into the air and then struck the window in a downward trajectory, and that they cannot be sure whether the building was the target or the shot was random. And one more correction to note. On this Monday's program about employers and health insurance, reporter Janet Adamy said the tax on so-called Cadillac health plans would begin in 2014. That tax, in fact, begins in 2018. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our senior editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Dominic Ruiz Esparza. We also had editing help this week from Julia Buckley. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Neil Ellis and Dennis Nielsen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonnell is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Tomorrow, extraordinary productivity in a lackluster job market. Workers stretch to the limits, plus the FCC chair on Broadband for America. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in Washington.